shall defile the temples of the ancient gods. A cruel and violent death shall be his fate, and never shall his soul find rest unto eternity. Such is the curse of Amon-Ra, king of all the gods.
Answered your summons, all highest.
It is good you arrived, my son, for I fear I shall not see the moon sink beyond the valley of the jackals again.
Time has come, father.
I'm ready to go, but first I must hand over to you the secret guarded by the high priests of Karnak. Come, I will show you.
Yes, Father.
Come closer. Look deep into the waters of Kar. Behold, over 3,000 years ago, the princess Sananka died. She was buried with all the ceremony due her exalted station. Ananka's father, King Amenophis, bade her a last farewell. And thus, the princess Ananka was placed in a tomb. Karis, a prince of the royal house who loved Ananka, looked on in grief. His devotion was so great, he refused to believe that she was lost to him forever. Karis broke into the altar room of Isis to steal the secret of eternal life from its hiding place. With that, he knew he could bring Ananka back to life. Daring the anger of the ancient gods, he stole the forbidden Tana leaves. Gods would not be assailed by his unholy curses. The sinful Karis was buried alone in a remote spot. With him was also buried a great quantity of the forbidden Tana leaves. Then the slaves were killed, so they could not tell what had taken place. Later, the priests removed Charis from his unholy grave into a cave on the other side of this mountain. Thus, none but the priests of Karnak know Charis Mastaba. For over 3,000 years, Charis has remained there in his cave on the other side of this mountain, and he waits to bring death to whoever tries to defile Ananka's tomb. For Charis never really died.
Charis is still alive.
Beneath the idol of Isis, you will find a copper box.
Open it.
Ten leaves.
Bring three of them.
Three of the leaves will make enough fluid to keep Charis' heart beating. Once each night, during the cycle of the full moon, you will dissolve three Tana leaves and give the fluid to Charis. Here, children of the night, they howl about the hill of the seven jackals when Charis must be fed. Should unbelievers seek to desecrate the tomb of Ananka, you will use nine leaves each night to give life and movement to Charis. Thus, you will enable him to bring vengeance on the heads of those who try to enter.
Yes, Master.
But never, for any reason, must you brew more than nine leaves at one time. Should Charis obtain a large amount of the fluid, he would become an uncontrollable monster, a soulless demon with a desire to kill and kill.
I understand, Master.
I must hurry my message. Remove your medallion of the lay priests of Karnak. Time for you to wear the medallion of the high priest. Now swear by the ancient gods of Egypt that you will not betray your trust.
I swear by the mighty power of Amun-Ra, whose anger can shatter the world, and by the dread power of Set, that I will never betray my trust as high priest of Karnak.
O mighty gods of Egypt, you have chosen my successor. May you find him worthy.
Excitement, babe. You hear from that blonde in Brooklyn?
You know she won't write me.
Won't or can't?
I told you Pupsy was a college girl.
Sure. Stacy Beauty College.
That's what I said. Well, everything's all fixed.
Fix what?
Sure. Like I told you, job's first. We work our way home as cargo loaders. The Mary J. sails tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, the first mate's an old boss of mine. Oh, I can see that old Brooklyn Bridge right now.
In Times Square.
I can smell those old Coney Island hot dogs.
And Poopsie.
Sure. Huh?
Ah, forget it, babe. It was swell while it lasted.
Hey, partner, you mean we ain't going home?
Aren't, babe. Aren't.
Look, it has been 2 whole months since you got fired by the Scripps Museum people.
The least is the way they put it.
Well, we've been all over Egypt. We ain't even dug up a soup bone yet.
Arms. Arms for a poor unfortunate.
Hey, where do you get those collection plates? We're going to need one pretty soon.
Shall I read your future, effendi, in the sands of the Sahara?
Hey, don't you never take a shave. Yeah, it reminds me of somebody. I just can't remember who right now.
Real Egyptian doll. Come from Bazaar of Asia. Bring good luck.
Effendi, where did this come from?
Arab find it far away in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. How much?
Very old piece, Effendi.
Maybe.
I'll call her Poopsy. After somebody I know.
She do real Egyptian dance.
Hey, babe.
Oh, me?
Oh, he means me. I'll be seeing you later.
How much money have we got?
38 cents exactly.
No, no, I mean folding money.
Who, me?
Yeah, it's in your shoe. $84, isn't it?
Oh, you've been picking. What do you want it for?
I want to buy this face.
That thing? Look, it's got a hole in it. You're nuts.
Maybe, but I don't think so. Go on, take off that shoe.
Huh?
Go on, take it off.
Oh.
$75,
that's right. Yes, Effendi.
$75 for that. I can get you a whole vase for 2 bits.
Not exactly like this.
$84 is all we got left. You spent $75 on a piece of junk like that. We'll never get out of Egypt.
Please, babe, I know what I'm doing. Is that right?
$75. It is as if I'm being robbed.
You're being robbed.
Come on.
Good luck. Poopsie, you're just an 8-ball with hips.
This mark must mean a hill or a mountain. And these markings, translated, give us another name.
The Hill of the Seven Jackals. The square at the base of the hill must indicate an Anka's tomb. If we're right, we find it.
Your place in archaeological history is assured, Banning. As important to find as the tomb of Tutankhamun.
Hey, that sounds good. But where are you going to find this Hill of the Seven Jackasses?
We'll go in and ask Professor Andrew. Professor Andrew. Professor Andrew.
Oh, come in, gentlemen.
Professor Andrew, this is Mr. Banning.
How do you do, sir?
And Mr. Jensen.
Oh. I've heard of Mr. Banning.
Well, thank you, sir. I had no idea that my work had attracted the attention of so great a scientist.
Oh, yes, I believe I have the facts correct. The Temple of the Sun in the Gobi Desert, the Inca ruins in Mexico, the last Imaga city. Arresting achievements for so young a man.
Well, of late my luck hasn't been so good.
But it's changed again. Mr. Banning found this in a native bazaar.
Well, that is quite unique. It is very interesting.
You think so, sir?
These hieroglyphics are amazingly clear, aren't they?
Yes, sir. You see, we thought
without
that...
Without doubt, it's one of the cleverest imitations I have ever seen.
Imitation?
Oh, yes. That is quite apparent. Surely you weren't taken in, Dr. Petrie.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Professor, what makes you think that this is not authentic?
Think, Mr. Banning, I have devoted my entire life to the study of Egyptian relics, and I have, if you'll pardon my saying so, achieved some standing as an authority.
Oh, I know your reputation, sir.
During the many years I have been in the Cairo Museum, we have handled 10, possibly a dozen vases exactly like this. The Cairo bazaars do a thriving business selling them to the tourists.
Hey, you mean to say that we chucked all that dough into the gutter?
That is a very colorful way of putting it, Mr. Jensen.
Might as well have stayed in Brooklyn.
That guy who is paved with good intentions are many enthusiastic but mistaken young archaeologists.
You'll pardon me, Professor Anderhead, but I'm inclined to disagree with you.
Well, naturally, you are entitled to your own opinion, Mr. Banning.
But look, if the tomb of Ananka were really found on the Hill of the Seven Jackals, wouldn't it be worth the museum's while to finance an expedition?
No. In the first place, this evidence is obviously manufactured. Secondly, there have been two expeditions to that range of mountains. They were very well equipped. They were never heard of again. That is the most dangerous region in the whole of Egypt.
Well, thank you just the same, Professor. But I guess we'll have to seek financial assistance elsewhere.
I'm so sorry. You must allow me to pay for my extraordinary clumsiness.
Well, I should hope to tell you. That beautiful thing cost us $75,
$150. Don't bother, Professor. Come on, babe.
Good day, gentlemen.
You still believe this is authentic, don't you?
I do.
And so do I. I'm going to make a search for that tomb.
We'll make a search for it, Steve. That is, if you'll include me.
I appreciate that.
I only wish I had the money to equip such an expedition.
I'll get the money someplace, Doctor.
Hey, Doc. If I had the dough, I'd certainly stake you to the limit.
Who shall defile the temples of the ancient gods? Cruel and violent death shall be his fate.
Put it back in the deck. Anywhere. Don't let me see it. Right? Cut him.
I'll give him a shuffle, all right. Jolly good one. There. Now let's see you do it.
King of Spades? Right, gentlemen?
Hey, what's your idea? You've been beating me all week.
Ah, you only get yourself one of these to change your luck. That's my poopsie.
Poopsie? It's the blooming coochie dancer.
You didn't get the money?
Doesn't take a mind reader to tell that. Look, babe, I've heard no in a lot of different languages, but that tops them all.
Your presumed Princess Ananka discovery affords us great amusement. Not interested in financing further desertification for you. Should you return to New York, we'll hold position open in bone washing department. Regards, Dr. Lyons, Scripps Museum of Manhattan.
Distorted sense of humor.
That's swell. Now we can go home.
We can't give up now, babe. All we need is a couple of measly thousand.
A measly thousand? Dollars or hieroglyphics? What's that?
Petrie got us a permit. Now we can dig any place in Egypt that we want to.
That's well. All we need now is a couple of shovels. Well, let's drink to our Ananka.
Hey, bartender, how would you like to try your luck on two more drinks?
Not today, thanks.
Don't worry, there's one born every minute. Uh-oh. Look, there is a Santa Claus.
Double brandy, my man.
Yes, sir.
Come on, whoopsie, we've got work to do.
Barnum was right.
Watch me. How are you, stranger? How would you like to see a nifty little card thing? I guess cards. Now, if I don't guess the card that you pick, I buy you a drink. But if I do, you buy me one. How about it?
Well, there. Well, there. All right. Let it all in good, clean fun. Well, let's let everybody in on it, eh?
Huh? Everybody?
Sure. If you guess my card, I buy things for everybody. If not, you do. Hmm?
Okay, huh? That's all right with me. Come on over here, fellas. We're going to play a little game, and the loser buys the drinks. Okay, Uckersay.
You're telling me.
Now, stranger, pick yourself a card. Anyone you want.
There you are.
Anyone? Anyone you want.
Sure.
There you are. Now, put it back in the deck. Don't let me see it. shuffle them. Go ahead. Go ahead. Shuffle them up.
What this deck needs right now is a good shuffle. Oh, poopsie. Don't fail me.
Now, sir, your card was, that's the first time that failed. It couldn't be the ace of spades.
No, it couldn't.
I give up. What was your card?
Two of hearts.
Two of hearts. There ain't no two of hearts in a deck.
Oh, nonsense. Of course there is.
All right, then you show me.
It's right there.
All right, bartender. Drinks for everybody.
Yes, sir.
The gentleman pays.
How are you going to pay for all these drinks?
Well, what are you worrying about money for? Sure, you got plenty of money. Look at that there. Money all over. Here. Stuart.
Thank you, sir.
You're not very observing.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Hard light? Here. Try that one.
Oh. So you're the great Silvani. My name is Steve Banning, and this helpless Houdini here is Babe Jensen.
Oh, yeah. Americans, I take it.
Well, you don't look like a Silvani yourself.
To be perfectly honest, I'm not. A front, you know. Show business. Real name, Sullivan. Tim Sullivan.
You couldn't be from Brooklyn.
Green Park.
Well,
I haven't been there in years.
Brother, come on over and sit down.
Boy, that's honey. Your tricks are better than mine.
So you're the chief attraction of the Egyptian Theater.
I was the chief attraction.
What's that was?
Well, it seems the natives here don't appreciate the art of prestidigitation. So I'm on my way to reserve the best suite on the first boat to the good old USA.
You mean you still got some dough?
You're not going to swim home, my boy.
You interest us.
There's no real money to be made around these parts.
shall we let him in on it?
Oh, no, babe, no.
In on what?
Oh, well, I guess maybe you're right.
Oh, but we're both from Brooklyn. Why, we're practically brothers.
Yeah, practically. Come on, can't we just tell them about it?
Go on.
Well, you're wrong about Egypt. We've stumbled on something that's going to make us rich and famous.
Here, in Egypt?
Yes. In a certain section of the mountains lies an undiscovered tomb of an ancient Egyptian princess named Nananka. I'm an archaeologist, Mr. Silvani, and I've discovered absolute proof of the existence of this tomb and a clue to its possible location.
You have?
It'll only take a couple of thousand to outfit the expedition. The possibilities are tremendous.
Come in.
Miss Marta?
Yes. I'm Marta Silvani.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Professor Arndorheb of the Cairo Museum.
How do you do?
I've had the pleasure several times of watching you and your father. May I say that he is a great artist and that you are most charming?
Thank you very much. Do you mind if I go on with my packing? I'm in rather a hurry.
You are leaving Egypt?
Tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, please. We shall be most sorry to lose so charming an artiste, but in a way it is better that you should go.
I don't think I understand you, Professor.
My dear Miss Marta, for some time the government of Egypt has been trying to protect strangers from swindlers who obtain money to finance supposed expeditions to rob the tombs of our ancient dead. In the past, these field trips have met with disaster. The backers have either been slain or else left to starve, whilst the swindlers have returned to Cairo with their stolen money.
What has that got to do with me?
I have reason to believe that your father might have been approached with such a proposal.
My father? You mean that someone's trying to swindle him into financing a fake expedition?
Precisely.
That's preposterous. Why, in an hour we'll be on the boat sailing for home. My father's out buying the tickets now.
I am so happy to hear that. I hope you don't take offense that it is I, a total stranger, who should have warned you.
Not at all. I'm extremely grateful.
It is most regrettable that so lovely a person must leave our country. However, may I wish you a most pleasant journey back to your homeland.
Arms for a poor unfortunate. Sikoris.
Yeah, that makes us all partners.
gosh. It was an unfortunate meeting. I just can't wait to get started.
Ah, boy, that calls for a drink. Yeah, it's empty. Hey, waiter.
No, don't bother the waiter. Here, can I have a... But what's coming? What about it? Another one? But listen, Pinchy. I guess that's all I can spare. Oh, boy, you're terrific.
When we get on the expedition, boy, will we have fun with these things. You're positively a genius.
Well, gentlemen, to the Princess Ananka and her jewels.
Hey, what goes on here?
Well, it didn't take all day, did it? You left me here to do all the packing.
Yeah, swell job you made of it, too. You don't have to unpack either.
Either? No. What are you talking about?
Why, did I ever show you this one? Look.
Yes, you did.
Hey, be careful.
Now, just what do you mean by either?
Martha, I've got great news for you. Stupendous news. Colossal surprise.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait till I tell you.
No, you wait till I tell you. You've stumbled upon a terrific piece of luck.
Yeah.
It just came right up and bumped you.
Yeah?
You're going to be very rich.
Yeah?
You're going to find a tomb filled with gold and diamonds.
Yeah. How did you know?
You're going to finance an expedition.
Dead. That fake mind reading I've been teaching you, it isn't fake.
Pop, you didn't give him the money yet. You didn't.
Oh, look.
Oh, how could you? These men are swindlers. I've been warned.
It can't be. I've got a contract. I know I got a contract. There, it's somewhere. There it is. Oh, no, it's not. There it is.
When will you grow up? First it was a dry oil well, then it was a skin lotion to make everybody beautiful.
Well, it did turn out to be good for Maud's.
Received of Tim Sullivan $2,000 to finance a search for the tomb of Ananka. In return, Tim Sullivan will share as a third partner in the venture. Signed, Steve Banning.
Well, honey, see, everything's quite okay.
Oh, you've given those crooks every cent we had in the world.
No, darling, no. They're not crooks, honey, not those fellas.
Where do they live?
Where do they live? Where do they live? Through the window? I don't know.
You mean you gave them all this money and you don't even know where they live? Well, that's just fine. Cairo Hotel. I'll fix them with my trick revolver.
Hey, what are you going to do with that?
You don't know how to deal with these crooks. I do.
Now, Martha.
me out of here. Get down. I can't get out. You got the key.
You stay in there and keep out of trouble.
Get me out of here. Father!
Oopsie, we're in the money.
Are you Steve Banning?
Well, maybe.
We'll dispense with the fooling around, Mr. Banning. Hand over that money.
Money? Hey. Now, wait a minute. Little girls that play with guns is liable to get hurt.
I'll get hurt. Now, how about that money?
Hey, you do all right with that cannon, don't you?
I've been making my living with it since I was 7.
Oh, that must be the hotel people that heard the fireworks. I'll tell them.
Never mind them. You just give me back the money you stole from my father.
Your father?
Silvani, don't play innocent.
Oh, the guy you want to shoot, see, is Steve Benning. He's right behind you.
Stop clowning. I've seen that show myself. I'm keeping you covered until I get that money back.
All right, if you don't believe me, but...
Listen, young lady... You seem to be laboring under the delusion that we stole that money from your father.
Well, of course you did. I'm no child nor credulous old man.
We're not crooks. We sincerely believe in what we're trying to do.
Well, then prove it by returning that money.
I can't. It's spent. Native diggers, supplies, equipment.
I know your kind. You pretend to go on an expedition so you can get my father out in the desert to kill him or leave him to starve. That was the last cent we had.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your father was a wealthy man. Otherwise, we'd never taken that money.
Yeah, we didn't even know he had a daughter.
Well, you know it now. And I'm going to see that he's not defrauded.
Defrauded? Listen, Miss Silvani. Dr. Petrie, an eminent archaeologist, will vouch for us. We intend to find that tomb and to share the proceeds equally with your father.
Well, just the same, you're not going to trap me into going on anything like that.
You? Hey, wait a minute. Who said you were going?
Well, I did. You don't think I'm going to let you get my father out there alone, do you? And you better not try to get away from here without us. When you leave, we'll be right with you every minute.
Hey, Steve. Can a woman go nuts from getting sawed in half too many times?
She's pretty, isn't she?
Yeah. Huh? Now we're stuck for the day.
Doctor, finding anything at all?
In archaeology, one must have infinite patience.
Sure, I know, but you're finding something, aren't you?
Well, a few coins, beads, enough to tell us we're on the right track.
We travel miles through the desert just to find a few beads and old coins. I hope you're completely satisfied.
Well, it's a start, Martha. Things could be worse.
They are. Come on over and try your disappearing act on a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
He's in our tent studying your tricks. Come on, Pop.
Morning. Nice day.
You like Turkish baths?
Uh-oh. Well, here's the detonator. You ready for your blast?
Almost. Say, Steve, what does anyone want to get buried away out of here for?
Well, this is probably once the heart of a great metropolis.
Metropolis? What's that? One of those prehistoric animals?
Look, Effendi. Look.
Dr. Gustafsson and his wife. Their expedition disappeared 2 years ago. What a horrible fate.
They're probably trapped in a landslide. Take some men and give him a decent burial.
Hat er not von Elmar yet?
No!
They're afraid. They will not touch it, Effendi.
All right, we'll do it ourselves. What happened? You all right?
I don't know. I started to hook a wire to the detonator to set off the dynamite, and here I am.
Effendi, Effendi! This is an unholy tomb.
It's the seal of the seven jackals, what we've been searching for.
They mustn't touch it, Effendi. There's a curse upon it.
Oh, bosh.
It means death to whoever breaks that seal.
We can't stop now for a lot of silly native superstition.
I have waited a long time for this moment.
Hey, what's even those guys? They fear the wrath of the gods.
We'll get them back here. We need them. Faith, get a couple of lanterns.
Quick. Yeah.
State of preservation of any mummy I've ever seen.
Is this all there is? Where's the treasure? The gold and jewels.
But I don't understand. We search for the tomb of a princess, and all we find is the mummy of a man. And in a cheap casket at that.
Well, we found something, didn't we? That proves we're on the right track.
Maybe this fella's a sort of a poor relation of Ananka's or something.
I think you're being kind of unfair, Martyr. Steve believes in what he's trying to do. Finding this tomb means more to him than anything else in the world.
What's that?
Jackass.
You wouldn't mean a jackal, would you?
What's the difference? They're first cousins.
You've never heard that before.
Yeah, we ain't ever had no full moon before. They say a moon like that does things to you. Now, you take me, for instance. Give me a moon and...
You can have it. Come on, Pop, let's turn in. That thing gives me the creeps. Good night, babe.
Good night. Quiet. It ain't you, it's the camels. If it ain't the camels, it's the mummy. If it isn't the mummy, it's you.
From the hieroglyphics we found, his name seems to have been Caris.
Doctor, what do these lines in his face mean?
There's only one answer. He was buried alive. He must have struggled desperately against those bandages.
What a terrible way to die. Probably for some sacrilege.
Possibly. Have you touched his face?
What?
Go ahead, touch it.
Feels like living tissue.
Exactly. The most amazing example of embalming I've ever seen.
Incredible.
Isn't it? Come here.
Any idea what they are?
I may be wrong, but they must be tanna leaves. Absolutely extinct now.
Smells like clover.
The old Egyptians used them for embalming purposes, I think.
Doctor, there's one thing that bothers me. We haven't found Ananka's name anyplace in here. Do you think that, after all, we might have made a mistake?
I hope not. But these disappointments are all in the game, Steve.
Yes, I suppose so.
Steve!
Be right back.
Allie's back.
Where are the diggers, Allie?
They will not come, Effendi. They have run away from the valley.
What's the matter?
There is death in the hills, Effendi. Those are evil spirits. They came to howl about the unholy grave you have opened.
Oh, that's nonsense, Ali.
I cannot stay. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute now. Very interesting, aren't they, Dr. Petrie?
Professor Handweb, where did you come from?
The important thing, Doctor, is that I'm here.
Then you knew about this tomb. And yet you insisted that the vase was an imitation.
There are some things in science which should be brought to light. There are others, Doctor, which should be left alone.
You mean we never should have come into this cave?
Since you are here, I think it's fitting that you should learn exactly what you've stumbled upon. Come. A scientist, you are very unobserving, Dr. Petrie.
Why, it's a pulse beat. Why, this is absurd. It's fantastic.
In this vial, I have the fluid from 9 tanner leaves. 9 tanner leaves, Dr. Petrie. That wouldn't mean anything to you, but what? Now, Dr. Petrie.
Why, it's beating faster. He's alive. Let me go!
Priests of Karnak is fulfilled. Not one of you who try to enter the tomb of Ananke will leave this valley alive.
Mom, somebody swiped it. Who could have done that?
I can't understand it.
Steve! Petrie! What could have happened?
I don't know, babe. He's dead.
Maybe the natives.
You will place this vial of tanner fluid in the tent of one of the unbelievers.
I understand, Master.
Then go. Now, look. This is an easy one.
That's what you always say.
You put it in the palm of the hand, so. See?
The rock there?
Yeah, yeah. Put it in your mouth, so.
Open your mouth.
Huh?
Go on. Oh, boy, that's a wow. Let me try it. Put it in my hand, like that, huh?
Yeah.
And close my hand.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now watch. Cross my mouth like that.
Oh, that's wonderful, Effendi. Wonderful, wonderful.
You will do exactly as I say, Caris. I am your master. Only I can tell you where you will find the fluid that gives you life. You would like to have the use of that leg and that arm. To do so, you need more of the fluid. In the tents of the white men, you will find it. To get it, you will kill. Kill wherever you find the fluid.
First two letters of Ananka's name were here, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Don't Don't you think that if her tomb were located near the mummy's cave, that her name would have been closer to it?
Possibly.
I've been doing a little figuring. Now, we found out that this square indicates the mummy's cave. But her name is way over here. Could that mean anything?
Well, it might mean that her tomb were somewhere behind the cave.
Exactly. There must be some sort of a connection between the two.
Marta, I believe you're right. I think you've hit it.
Oh, I hope so. I owe this party a little contribution of some kind.
We'll start digging for a connecting passage right away. Hey, babe! Hey, babe! Somebody! Holly!
What's up?
I think Marta has the solution to the whole thing. There must be a passageway connecting this cave with Ananka's tomb.
Oh, that's swell. Let's get going.
Where's Ollie?
Outside.
We'll start on that wall over there.
You really expect to find the entrance to Ananka's tomb over there?
Well, we didn't expect to find the entrance to the Bronx subway, old boy.
Oh, good.
Sign of a tunnel.
Hey, we better knock off or the archaeologist union will start picketing us.
Maybe you're right. It is pretty late. We'll get a fresh start in the morning.
Steve?
Yes, Marta.
Wasn't this urn filled with leaves?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's none in there now. What could have happened to them?
I don't know. Marta, there are a lot of strange things happening around here. They need a lot of explaining. But there's nothing we can do about it tonight. Say, where's Ollie? I told her to watch the camp.
Probably getting some shut-eye. You can't trust these gypsies. This mountain air makes them sleepy.
Well, you folks better get some rest. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
It's a good idea. Good night, Steve.
Good night.
Good night, Dave.
Good night, Ida. Hey, it won't hurt you to get a little sleep too, partner.
Babe, I think we're on the right track. Tomorrow we'll divide up the cave into sections and each word's a separate... What's the matter?
Daddy, he's been killed. Those gray streaks on his throat.
Yeah, just like on Petrie's.
Poor Ollie.
That means that Petrie was killed the same way. Hey, there's somebody around here just don't like company.
Oh.
Steve, I...
Marta, you're not the only one that's jittery around here. We're all getting out the first thing in the morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Steve. I realize how much this expedition meant to you.
Well, this doesn't mean that I'm quitting. I'll get some help, and I'll come back. As soon as I know that you and your father are safe. You two sleep in my tent tonight. Babe and I'll stand watch until it's light enough to get an early start.
Whatever you say, Steve.
We could stay up with you.
Well, somebody ought to get some shut-eye around here.
I'll get your things.
Don't let anything happen to him, will you, babe?
Kind of like to have him around, don't you? Me too.
Marta, you're all set.
Good night, Steve.
Night, Marta.
You go on and get some sleep, Marta. We'll get a start as soon as it's light.
Steve.
Yes?
I wish you'd give all this up and come back to the States with us.
Well, I can't promise you that, but I will be back sometime.
Do you mind if I say I think you're a swell person?
Babe, what's the matter? What happened?
I was practicing my rock trick.
Well, the next time you better practice on a pebble.
Oh.
Pop.
Pop, I'm afraid. There's something about that cave that no one of us understands. There's something going on that we're just powerless to stop.
Nonsense, honey. You're just all unstrung. In a month, we'll be back home, standing in the aisles again.
Okay, Pop. Good night.
Good night.
Jackals give me goose pimples.
Ah, they give me goose pimples on top of my goose pimples.
Disappeared.
How does anything happen around here?
I'm going to take a look outside.
Oh, you're not leaving me here alone.
Marta. beggar from the Cairo Bazaar.
What would he be doing here?
I don't know. Look. Why, it's the same drawing that was on that base, complete.
Huh?
Look, there's the Cave of Kars, clearly marked. And on the other side of the hill, it looks like a temple. And right by the temple is the hole of Ananka's name.
Yeah, but those lines between her tomb and the cave.
That must be the passageway we've been looking for. That's how they disappeared. Look, you take a shot at trying to find a temple on the other side of the hill, and I'll see if I can't locate the entrance to that passageway. One of us is bound to get through.
Okay, boss, when I don't come back before dawn, forget it. Whoopsie, up to now you've been a complete washout. Now let me see you do your stuff.
Once the tombs of our ancient dead. There you will find a mortal fluid. Go while the moon is yet high in the heavens. Your power to move wanes with the moon. Afraid of? You're quite safe.
That awful creature.
You're very beautiful. So beautiful, I'm going to make you immortal. Like Caris, you will live forever. What I can do for you, I can also do for myself. Neither time nor death can touch us. You and I, together for eternity, here in the Temple of Karnak, you shall be my high priestess.
Thus will Karis be kept alive by the Tana leaves during the cycle of the full moon.
I'm going to prepare enough fluid from these Tana leaves to make us both immortal.
No.
You will be grateful for this gift.
Mummy case.
Thank you.
mad. Steve Banning will find you and kill you.
If by some chance he should escape, Carice, and kill me, your peril would be great indeed.
What do you mean?
If Carice should obtain the rest of the Tarnoff fluid, he would become a monster such as the world has never known.
What's the matter with me? I must be getting nervous. Come on, Poopsie.
I would shoot if I were you, Mr. Jensen.
Well, if it ain't our old friend, Professor Andy.
At your service.
I'll bet you are. What are you doing out in the mountains here, selling real estate?
Not exactly. I am here.
Where's the girl?
Well, you'll never see her again. No, she's not dead.
See here, you Egyptian Mickey Finn, I'll give you three to tell me where she is. I'm not kidding. One.
You wouldn't shoot an unarmed man in cold blood.
Two.
If you were to kill me, you would leave at large a monster whom only I can control.
Three!
Mighty Isis, forgive me.
What happened? How did you get here?
The mummy brought me here. He's alive.
Yes, I know.
Pop, is he all right?
He's all right. Just a little shaken up. We've got to get you out of here in a hurry.
He's after Tanafluid.
That's what must be in this vial.
It's full of the fluid. You mustn't let him get it. Keep him away from it.
Was I glad to see you.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, it's just like a woman when the shooting's all over and everything you take, they pass out.
Marty. Where did this come from?
How to find it far away in mountains.
No more broken vases, dear. We're going back to America, remember?
Anything you say, boss.
Hey, Steve. Steve, got a cablegram for you.
Everything got on the ship all right?
Yeah. The jewels of an anchor are safe in the ship's vault.
Hey, what's cooking, partner?
Read it.
That job in the bone washing department is no longer open. Stop. I'm taking it myself. Stop. You're getting my job. Best regards, Doc Lyons.